What is up, fanboys and fangirls? Welcome to another Fan Tracks podcast, coming to you, of course, from fanboysanonymous.com. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango, joined, as always, by Robert E. Felice.
Hello, everyone.
So, this episode is a podcast, reminder, podcast, not the movie itself. Do not ignore that fiend-getting thing. We are not showing you the footage of the movie. We've done like 70 of these. We never show you the footage of the movie. You're going to see one static image up on your screen. But just to let you know, it is Pokemon Mewtwo Returns. Now, we're going to explain what is going on here because it's a little bit even more complex than normal. But first things first, I want to remind everybody that as we go along here and we talk about what we're going to talk about, hit the like button if you enjoy this. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel if you are not already. And show your support through a bunch of different methods. Redbubble and TeePublic for merchandise, the little thanks button on here, or the YouTube channel membership or Patreon. Now, they're exactly the same, and they are actually the reason that we're doing this. It's a Patreon donation from Guest 5. Thank you, of course, to Guest 5, not just for this, but for all of his support over these past couple of years that he's been a fan of Smart Count Moment and Fanboys Anonymous. And this originally did start off as a Smart Count Moment, pick your poison, but I've been having some breathing issues the past 2 weeks, and he was gracious enough to say, hey, look, instead of doing a 4-hour recording of what he had mentioned before, why not check out this Mewtwo Returns? Because, you know, we've had some existential crisis issues before with the previous Pokemon things that we've watched. And who knows what we're into with this, because I have not seen this before. Rob, you've never seen this before, right?
Not that I can remember.
And that's also because it's not necessarily a movie. We looked up this information before recording. We actually did a little bit of a recording already for this, and then the footage got messed up, so we had to restart our intro for this anyway. But turns out what this is it's not one of those movies in the same lineage as, you know, the previous one where it was the Lugia movie that we did. Go back and check that out too. This is a follow-up though to the first Mewtwo movie, and it keeps the continuity of Mewtwo Strikes Back, but it's not been released in the same way. According to the Wikipedia page, it says it's a special episode of the anime series that was in the fourth season of Johto League Champions, which I don't think that I had finished as that. You know, when I'm looking back,
when
you know,
it was aired in America on the TV show. Okay, so this aired on TV at some point in 2001.
So the wiki page with the list of the episodes doesn't say it. To me,
right,
it seems, which is even more confusing because this is all like, it kind of seems like it was an episode of the TV show, but it was released separately, but it wasn't. It does say that it was released on VHS and DVD and direct to video.
So it was basically, it would have been an episode if the way I'm reading it, it would have been an episode, but they just released it instead in America, like as a movie.
So they potentially released it. It says it was broadcast in Japan on December 30th, 2000, and then released VHS and DVD.
And then released
DVD.
In America.
So Japan, they released it as an episode and then put it out on DVD and VHS.
Holy moly, in America, it took an extra year for that. It was released on December 4th, 2001, which makes more sense to me because I don't recall there being an episode with Mewtwo.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure 2001, I probably wasn't watching around that time anymore because I don't think I had finished the Johto series. I think I stopped watching during the Johto thing. So the setup for that is essentially it's a direct-to-video movie, extended episode, double episode type of a situation, but not a movie. It's not the third one in the lineage where instead of the Entei movie that it's that or something. But even more confusing is that what we're going to be watching is not the VHS tape or the DVD. We are watching something that is on the Internet Archive, because this is the only copy that I could find, which is called Mewtwo Returns Extended Workprint Version 1. And it was added on the Internet Archive on February 14th, 2021. You can download it without having to worry about any kind of thing. There's an MPEG 4 file. There's a torrent file. There's just that says item title number one file. That's a JPEG thing. So whoever worked on this, it doesn't really have any information on what this is about. I haven't been able to find any information about what it means that it's an extended work print version 1. There's no extended work print version 2. It pretty much just says Mewtwo Returns extended work print version 1. It comes out to an hour and 16 minutes. And the Wikipedia page says that it's 74 minutes. So that's essentially the same. So I don't even know if they extended anything. Extra 2 minutes? Maybe there's an extra scene? Or maybe that's just credits that are going to pop up at the end of this that say this person worked on the work print. It doesn't seem like it's all that much restored in a better way. It's not like it's like they, you know, upscaled it to 1080 quality or something. Quality is not all that great, to be honest. But the way that we do the fan tracks and fan outs tables and stuff on these podcasts are still continuing. We're going to watch this, give our reactions to it as we go along, since we haven't seen it before. And we want you to do the same, because then you have context for it. Because again, remember, this is not going to appear on your screen on YouTube. If you're listening to this on Spotify or something, it's clearly not going to, because it's audio only. But we will still give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, we're going to hit play on Plex. Now, I have that loaded in there so that way Rob and I can watch it at the same time. But you can download this extended work print version through the Internet Archive. There's a link down below. There's a link on the page on Smart, or not SmartGuyMoment.com, FanboysAnonymous.com. And yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, the blue one. Sometimes I get it mixed up. But the plan is to just do that the way that we normally do. And I am assuming that this work print version is probably the best quality that I can get, because there was nothing out there. I was looking under like, some of the go-to like torrent websites and stuff that were, you know, maybe there was something that you can get into, like, okay, find the TV cut of it, or maybe you can find it on Dailymotion or something. I wasn't finding almost anything. So this was the best that we could do. And if it does have an extended scene or something, all that much more better, right?
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to see more stuff?
I mean, last time around when we watched the Mewtwo Strikes Back thing, we watched the Pikachu short that was ahead of time, and yes, the extended version that had the full-blown existential crisis scenes of a kid's clone dying. And what was the line? It was something like, thank you for being my friend. I'm going to go now.
I have to go now. Thanks for being my friend. And we just started crying. Like, it's so beautiful.
So, yeah, I don't know what happens on this. I don't know if this is going to be Mewtwo just sitting around quoting Nietzsche or something. That'd be great if that's the case.
Amazing.
And we're going to do the same thing as we normally do here. 3, 2, 1, play is how we do this. And again, before we get started, thank you to Guest 5 for not only sponsoring this, but for also being flexible with the Pick Your Poison to begin with and all. So I'm hoping that you enjoy what we got going on. And if you're not ready, pause this video, come back when you are. So we're going to get this started, because I'm ready and so is Rob, right?
Damn right.
All right. So let's get this started. 3, 2, 1, play. We've got bubbles up on our screen. He is Mewtwo.
He is Mewtwo.
Would be really strange if he was just like, I am Batman. And then it's gotta be painful. You got that plug in your foot.
Is Mewtwo not the most Y2K thing? Like, it's this fucking badass kind of thing that, like, it was built in a lab.
Very, like, technological.
I don't really see these kinds of stories, but I feel like they were a lot of everywhere when I was growing up.
That 99 to 2001 switch of everything being like the year 2000 was a fun era to go through. That's still not what I pictured Giovanni's voice to be. You were created to obey us. Okay. What a badass. it's funny how they went with these clones. They just have like spots on them instead of being like the shiny colors or different colors in general or being mutated or anything. Mew, 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 mew.
We all live.
The clashes were brutal. Yet they all still faint. Nobody ever dies.
And this, like, why is Mewtwo so philosophical? What the fuck? Like,
now I am forgotten. That'd be great if this is a story where he just like hunts down Giovanni and he's like, yeah, he's got like a fucking katana and everything.
That was a hard cut.
That's not supposed to be the moon.
That's absolutely. Mune 2?
It's Mew 3.
Remember all those rumors?
God, I remember those rumors back in the day. We've talked about this before, probably, about the whole, like, Poke Gods thing and people thinking that you could, like, bounce over to another region and catch Pika Blue and all. But the amount of times that people were always like, oh, I caught Mew 3. And say,
so
fuck Pika you.
Blue was actually the fault of the movie.
Yeah, because the Marill pops up in there, yeah.
Yeah, they like advertised it as Pika Blue. Which is wild, because that would never happen today.
Look at the Vileplume. Do you think this Mewtwo, when he was figuring out what to clone, if he was like, yeah, I'd rather have Vaporeon than Flareon. Fuck Flareon or something.
You know, I could see it.
I made that mistake. I went with Flareon first, even though I picked Charizard. And then I was like, that's kind of pointless that I have two fire types. Jolteon's better.
A Pika Pikachu Project 2000.
A fan extension of...
That would explain the work one or whatever.
So it's a fan extension.
It's a fan extension.
I wonder what they extended. What
they extend.
This better not be one of those things like Fight Club where there's just a dick that pops up on the screen. Okay. Although this is the Japanese intro?
Full Japanese.
We got some subtitles going on. That's good. Okay, the shifting winds are no big deal. There's Brock, yeah, the man. Some of these Pokemon songs way back then were really, really... I mean, like the main theme is so good, but yeah, the vast majority of these songs are so bad. Because that's like... It seems like they only really had one direction, which was like each one of these songs has to be about how fun it is to go explore with all your friends and... Golden Sun and Silver Moon.
Those eventually were games, aren't they?
Sun and Moon, yeah. Which, by the way, the Pokemon Blueprint under the Blueprint Project, I change Gold and Silver. Hint, hint. Gen 2. Remakes.
I just want to say...
I have notes.
Because we've done this before, their Pokemon draft. The more years go by, the more I'm like, absolutely... Mr. Mime would be my little guy that I just goes with me everywhere. Mr. Mime is tremendous.
Mr. Mime's creepy as all hell. We got to do another one of those battle things or drafts or something. Now, see, Togepi, I would have a Togepi for sure. Those things are adorable.
They're very powerful, too.
Purity Canyon. You can't go into that, Brock. You're constantly horny.
No, you cannot.
He's like, oh, that's Purity Canyon. That's where you can find the best, Officer Jenny. Yes, the frying pan. Spicy pizza pancakes? Is that what he says?
Yep, that's what he said.
Fuck yeah.
I wonder what he actually said.
Yeah, I mean, thing. That confused me so much as a kid. Oh, these jelly donuts. I'm like, I've never seen a jelly donut that looks like that. What the fuck are you talking about?
And again, it's one of those things. You would never see that today.
No, they would just be like, oh, I've got these rice balls. Here we go.
They're rice cakes.
The man. Give him the fucking belt. Obviously, I knew that part. So maybe I did see this back in the day.
A drying pan?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny to me that, like, what about Earthquake? when they were deciding to do an anime, you know, in the games, Misty and Brock are not your friends. They're just the first two gym leaders. And they were like, oh, let's make them main characters and let's do this. And somebody was like, Meowth is a fucking old gangster.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because I remember Meowth being just, I caught him around Vermilion City and, you know, used him for payday and whatnot. Get Team Rocket out of the way real fast on this movie. This is Bus Driver Jenny. And you're going to ruin your trusty drying pan there. Ew.
Gross.
You're just going to invite yourself into whoever's house that is? Unless that's her house.
Oh my God.
Man, this is just 2023. He's got natural disasters. Okay, maybe it's just Mewtwo doing that. Nah, he's being a good... he's being a good guy. Cool.
So what's going to happen that turns Mewtwo heel for the final third of the movie?
You never really cared about me.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to say, I don't think you can. I know you
can. Oh, so he's just a tweener.
Boy, thank God we have YouTube to translate this.
Oh, you think I care about these people? Fine, I'll kill them.
Yeah, I'll show you.
He just snaps all their necks.
Oh, that sucks.
You're gonna get hit by lightning. Ah, okay.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about log cabins?
Not a big fan. There's something cozy about it, though.
I like them.
It's going to be taken out of context, but I'm not a big fan of wood. Like, you know, people really like that aesthetic. Like, no, give me, like, the black furniture with, like, plastics and glass and stuff, more so than wooded furniture. But if you're in, like the Poconos or something, you go to, like, a cabin, it's all cold out, like, that's nice.
I'm a big fan of the wood aesthetic.
Do you like live, laugh, love signs?
No, I'm not a 40-year-old woman. Thank you.
He's like, yeah, it tastes like water.
So what is it actually in Japan, do you think?
Instead of water?
Yeah. Fucking sake or something?
I mean, she did get the water from the river. Is it like laced with something? Yeah. Yeah, damn shit, Ash.
Ash rules.
Pikachu's all high now. These are me on an edible. I guess it is supposed to be that it's just super, super clean.
Brock cannot go into the pure waters.
Maybe it cleanses him. Maybe he stops being all horned up.
That'd be amazing. I'd
Now it's gonna be like a weedle popping up on her shoulder. It's a Christmas tree, you dipshit. It's so interesting how Pokemon's like, hey, there's 150 Pokemon, except that there's actually 151, except that there's actually another region that makes it 251. Okay, except for there's actually tons and tons more regions, thousands of Pokemon, but each time it's like, that's all the ones we can discover. Oh, if you go town over, there's 200 more. Yeah.
You're not an anime guy.
Nah.
You don't love this? You don't love this? Like
the exaggerated things?
Yeah.
When people are like, they're insulted, so they jump up into the air and freeze frame and stuff.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I think that's hysterical.
That'd be peaceful to be around that waterfall. Kind of Pokemon we're going with Butterfree. He's like, yeah, I remember when I used to have one and then I just gave it up like everything else. That's what it's what Brock's doing there.
Boy, you're really bumming me out, man.
Obviously, like, they take the narrative seriously in some ways, way more than some other times and stuff. Like, they wanted to tell a poignant story with Mewtwo and all. But I wonder how many kids that were watching this that were, like, adopted actually got the feels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I fucking relate to Mewtwo. I like this Meowth. This absolutely not dubbed Meowth cat thing.
What do you mean a visitor at this hour? None of you live here. What? I would instantly hate this bitch. I'd be like, oh, fuck you. I don't want to share this lodging with you. Yes, and I've got bad boy stubble.
Is that bad boy stubble?
They gave him stubble. I don't know if it's quite necessarily bad boy stubble or not.
I'm a totally off the hook fan of yours. Who did that? Please, she's a child. No, don't do it.
I mean, Brock's what, like 12?
I don't know. It felt creepy. Like,
he came to piss in it.
Please. No.
What do you mean that's too bad? It's healing people. Good Lord.
How does this work?
Then again, most people won't be able to get here and be healed. I'm glad they're going to die.
Suck it. Like,
hell no. If that's the fucking cure for cancer, you study it, you manufacture it, you figure out how to synthesize it.
Just...
I've seen a few cosplays where people make the Jesse outfit look really good, and then that just confuses the part of my brain that knows that it's an anime character from my childhood. You know what I mean? Some like Jessica Nigri type or something where you're just kind of like, all right, well, that's going to be burning my brain. They always like manage to get this balloon where it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, how did you?
Get it?
Look at the new girl. You tell me you don't have any flying type Pokemon? He's got the Charizard by now, right?
He should.
And I've got stubble.
I'm sorry?
This is scary. She just jump like Superman? Even he's like, yeah, what's up with this anime character? Pikachu's not even concerned anymore, look. Also, they've got this hooked up to Pikachu so the electric powers don't work. But he can still use, like, tackle. Iron claw or something, you know? Iron tail's more of his move.
Iron claw is the Von Erich move.
Yeah. Pika Von Erich. You ever been on a hot air balloon?
I have not.
I did once as a kid. It's nothing all that to be cracked up about. You're like, oh yeah, I am up high. You want to go down?
That's very you.
Yeah. To be fair, that's my logic for a lot of things. Like, I always say lingerie is kind of pointless. Oh, you look good in that. Now take it off. What a waste of money. Be great if that was Predator instead. Were you the type of kid that when you caught Mewtwo, you were like, all right, Mewtwo's on my team, and I always use that against battling a friend?
Yeah, because...
Why wouldn't you, right? Yeah, you could sweep through almost any team with Mewtwo, yeah. Of course, nowadays they have all these counters and stuff to it, and abilities and all. I wonder where all the other Pokemon went. He had a fake Venusaur, a fake Blastoise, and all that.
Whoa!
Giovanni's pretty badass, though, you have to admit. Like, well, dudes,
wasn't necessary, though.
Like, dude's a combination of Blofeld from the Bond films and, like, Michael Corleone. And he's just like, yeah, screw my glass of bourbon or whatever. Double
O
009. Hey! Speaking of the whole James Bond connection. Bonus points if you could tell me which movie 009 appears.
It's one of the Dalton ones, is it not?
Nope.
Is it the one where... Is it the California Girls movie?
Nope.
Oh, nine.
Technically, 009 is mentioned in one movie and appears in one movie. Yeah, he does get killed.
Oh, it's A View to a Kill. Am I on the right track, though? Because I remember
you're
Double Agents dying.
Just slightly off.
Not A View to a Kill.
Jeez. Cassidy, right? Oh, Domino. The Black Tulip. Okay. Nice. 009's pretty cool.
Now, what movie was 009 in?
009 gets killed in the beginning of Octopussy. He's the clown.
I remember not liking Octopussy. You gotta watch it back.
I think you'll like it more on the second time around. And 009...
It was a bad day that day.
009's mentioned as being the one that shot Renard in World's Not Enough.
Right, yes. Because I was thinking of... Because I know that there's some 00 agents that die in A View to a Kill.
And the ones at the beginning of Living Daylights are
right.
002 and 004. And it just fell into the water and... We never saw Pikachu again.
That has to hurt so much.
There's probably like 1,000 episodes of this series by now or something, right?
Yeah.
So they got electrocuted at least once per episode.
Are they alive?
Yeah. He's like, I don't fucking know. Dude, it's amazing that I can talk. What do you mean?
This is really weird. Like,
this Pikachu is just like,
Is it twerp or I heard something else for 2 seconds.
I'm assuming twerp. I don't think they're twerking it.
Oh, he definitely didn't say twink. He said fighting is senseless.
Yeah, why don't you listen? You're Pikachu, he's me too. Learn your place. You're a subordinate.
Oh. He's a little butt.
Sit your ass down. Oh, there's the rest of them.
How come you're the only one that evolved?
Oh, that's right, because they don't remember anything, right?
Right.
He wipes all their memories.
Yeah, how come Mewtwo's the only one that's, like, all souped up and evolved from Mew?
Yeah. Like, if he's cloning and upgrading them, you would think that, say, like, that gold duck would look all badass or something.
Why are we going to war? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, Clefairy is supposed to be from the moon. As far as I'm aware, they never said anything about people going to the moon to catch Pokemon, right?
Not that I've heard. What the fuck? I don't want to think this hard. What are we doing?
It is very curious if when they were writing some of these episodes, because so many of the episodes are really just as simple as like Ash and company come across a Caterpie. What are they going to do when he tries to catch a Caterpie? And then it's like, who's that Pokemon? It's Caterpie. And you're like, yeah, it's the only one that's in the episode. You know, and then they get into the movies and stuff and they're like, I don't know, maybe they all just got high or something. And they're like, what if, like, the fucking, if we, then they just start having this big, like, discussion.
For example, what the fuck's happening here?
They were just, like, staring up the moon one day, talking about Nazca lines and stuff.
Pikachu's pissed.
Yeah. It's so funny that you have Meowth narrating this thing too, because otherwise, if this show was just Pika 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 Pika, no, Pika 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 Pika.
What?
Babyface turn. Why are you embarrassed? You're Mew too. You can take down these blimps.
Yeah, but that's not peaceful.
Yeah, but they're mobsters and shit. And we got a fade to black there. I guess that was probably the end of episode one. And we're back already.
I do want to watch the end of his era.
Yeah, I don't know what really happens with that last season thing. I've heard that like they finish it all out, but I never really looked up information because I know that it's just like the Japanese stuff at the moment. He's like, yeah, well, I got two big balls here. Chikorita blows, man.
Excuse me?
Can considering you throw leaves
at wood and make it canoe
razor leaf.
Fair enough.
Considering how easy that was, though, and you've got people like can use like Scyther for cut and all. A lot of things got to be so much easier in the Pokemon world. How would you use the humans? Gyarados is always one of those ones that I think, like, if these were real, how fucking horrifying would that be? You know?
Yeah. I feel like Pikachu would be the most unassuming, because you'd be like, oh, so cute, and then you'd fucking shock.
Yeah, at least like you go to pet it and you got like a static electricity shock. You can talk human talk. A lot of humans can't do that, dude. That Wigglytuff just glazed over eyes. I mean, traitor. He's been with you for years. Give the dude a badge or something, you know?
I love the face on that. Little dirt face.
But then free will.
What the fuck are we doing?
Now, if you're sending a strike team, send that Charizard. Don't send like a dumbass Zubat or whatever.
Free will, is it an illusion or what?
I mean, a lot of people these days think we're in a simulation.
I mean, we are to an extent.
I haven't woken up yet to realize that I am in control of everything. Then I'll tell you.
Okay, God Emperor Mango.
God Emperor Mango is in the future.
I like the initials, Gem.
I didn't think about that. Why are you so depressed that it can heal people? Why are you
so bummed out about it? Like,
Yeah, it's a pretty important thing. The little tiny Nidoqueen? Why is it a baby Nidoqueen instead of a Nidoran?
Is this a weird, like, Earth Day, stop polluting the planet, fuckers, kind of movie?
It might be. So that that Rhyhorn and that Nidoqueen got it on, huh? That's mom and dad. I guess you could say they got their rocks off.
Giggity.
Even though they're both ground type. Before anybody leaves that comment, I know they're not rock type. Both. You more Hitmonlee or Hitmonchan? Or Hitmontop?
I like Hitmonchan.
I was always more of a Hitmonchan guy, too. Hitmonchan was one of my mains in the first time I played.
I think it's because I grew up, honestly, with, yeah, as stupid as it is, I grew up in the era of Jackie Chan, not Bruce Lee.
True. Yeah. I just like the idea of the Thunder Punch and Ice Punch and all. So I went with that one. No. You got to catch them all.
This is fucking evil. Look at this. Like, that's actually a very effective way to catch Pokemon. Just drop a bunch of Pokeballs.
And whatever these beams are.
Well, isn't the beam dropping the balls? Or no?
Nah, it's like separating them. Although now I don't know what the hell that was supposed to have done. I guess that's Mewtwo doing something. Yeah.
Free will is not more important than your safety.
Sup, bro? Remember me? Oh, that was a hard cut. He's like, I hit you with a dark type of attack. There you go. He's got a point there.
Yeah, fucker.
These people in these gliders. Oh, she's got a jetpack. She's, well, I mean, she's 009, so.
Damn right he is. Tell him. Fucking tell him.
You think you'd be tempted to join Team Rocket?
What are you suggesting the perks might be?
Whoa, what is this? Did we switch into like a a regular episode thing?
Is this the fans extension?
This might be the fan extension part. Because this is just Cassidy and Butch, right?
Yep.
Like, this completely out of context. What is this work print version doing? So that was a Hound Doom or Hound Hour and a Hitmon Top. Anybody that's wondering, if you are watching the regular version of this, I'm sure it doesn't cut into this, and you probably will let you know when it switches back to whatever, but this is weird.
What happened there?
And now he's just like going to send out a Cyndaquil to fight them because that. Why did you need to add this into there?
What happened?
I have no idea what this is supposed to be adding to this. Poliwhirl. Yep, my name's Poliwhirl.
Derp.
They never should have gone with Hitmontop. It should have been Topuera. Again, Pokemon Blueprint. Check it out on fanboysonimus.com.
Have you already started on that?
I mean, I did the how would I remake and fix Gen 1. Those three things from before. Those are essentially Blueprint. So, I have notes for Gen 2. Where it's more Sun and Moon rather than Gold and Silver. And it's more life and death. So now we're back to the movie, I think. Because they're locked up in the cage. What was the point of them adding that into there? They were just like, I like this fucking Poliwhirl scene.
Very strange.
Whatever fan did this edit? Why? Yeah, we got the island still being shown. There's mom and dad, Nidoqueen, and Rhyhorn. I wonder why it's Rhyhorn and not Rhydon.
So what do you think added to that? Or do you think that the dude was just like, hey man, it looks cool, man?
I can't think of any narrative reason to add that into there. Pokeballs are cheap.
You don't know that.
There are 100 Pokedollars or whatever they are. They're like, whoa, fuck yeah, let's get some shit done. This mouth is so stupid. Nah, nah, nah. Also, did you notice that these clones haven't had much of those markings on them? I think that they decided to not bother with a good portion of them. They're probably like, we already had the assets for, well, this isn't computer animated yet at this point. So. That's an entrance. The younglings. takes balls to rock an orange suit.
I was just thinking about that.
There was the lines. Oh shit, the rose is like a weapon.
Weapon?
A weapon. And we're going to get a philosophical discussion about the idea of stepping into the light.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No, I am Spartacus.
Uh-huh.
That's if will is a thing. Maybe I'll fuck up the water. I do like how in some of those later games they've had it where it's like in an alternate universe, he has Mewtwo as his ace and stuff.
Oh no.
He could pick him up with one hand. They weigh about the same as a gallon of milk.
They're water and they're electric.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, oh, that's right. I'm totally high again. Shut your traps. Also, don't we? They have, like, so many readily available Pokemon that have healing things like Chansey and all, like Miltank's got that milk that heals. They can't figure out better ways to heal people than, you know, you've got technology where you put a ball in a machine, it goes bung, 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 dun, dung, and then they're totally healed. You can't apply that to humans?
Yeah, for real.
Toss a little infinity energy towards somebody that's got a tummy ache. That was not his voice.
That is not his voice. What happened there?
Is this another added scene? Because who's this dude in the cage with them?
Right. Yeah, again, guys, we are sorry for these random, like, additions.
I mean, this has got to be an added scene because the quality dipped as well.
Yeah.
This dude looks like a thin Dr. Robotnik.
For real. He said Nate.
So this is from the same episode. Okay. So somebody got the idea in their mind that whatever that episode is that's got this going on, that it should be a part of this.
I mean, maybe it's supposed to do this. You know, because there was an extended episode. See?
Huh.
So there.
And then we go back to the movie.
I guess that's because it was an extended episode at some point.
With just these random two scenes that are completely out of context?
Because that would definitely fit better in the context. Just a Captain Planet episode. Goddamn.
Surprised that there's not a Captain Planet movie yet. Maybe they can't get past the idea of how lame it is for somebody to be like, heart!
So, Xavier Woods, quick crossover. Xavier Woods recently was like, that's the coolest power because it's essentially mind control. Just because it sounds lame and they're like, heart, it's mind control.
That's a good point.
He's kind of right. Because what the fuck? Uh-huh. And now we're back to the movie.
God, their expense report must be horrendous. They keep having these blimps and shit. And then we just got another hard cut.
Now we're back to the episode.
Yeah, but this most likely is the episode for sure. Yeah, meowth.
There you go. Is it, do you hear the Pink Panther theme song?
The knockoff of that, yeah. Who is this other dude that's with them?
And why was he completely expendable?
Brilliant use of the letter C. James is kind of the best character. Oh, wait. Isn't this guy Tracy? Isn't that his name? Because he's got his own Pikachu that's got the little tuft of the hair.
Whoa.
This is jumping around like crazy now, right? That was the movie for a split second, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's the movie again. Movie. Now it's back to the TV show. Now it's back to the movie. Back to the TV show. Oh my God, this is going.
Oh shit. I thought he's gonna cave his skull in.
Yeah, that would be great. He bashes him in the head. This turns into rated R. So we're still on the episode. Now there's another random kid I have no idea what this is supposed to be doing with this.
So if you're with us
now, there's a
long time ago,
baby
in the
Lugia
beginning of this podcast. Watch the version on Internet Archive.
Yeah, there's a baby Lugia in the background. Whoever made this extended work print version thing, I really wish that they would explain why they added these in there, because this makes no sense that they just added random scenes into here.
Well, at least I got to hear the grand use of the letter C.
Which now I'm even more confused, because if the Wikipedia thing says that this is 74 minutes long, and this has been more than a couple minutes of whatever this episode is, did they cut things, actually, instead of extending it? Or is that just counting the credits? Maybe. And maybe they cut the credits out of this cut or something. Yeah, there's like a Pupitar that's randomly in there, and a Totodile, and a baby Lugia, and an Electabuzz, and some characters that haven't appeared anywhere else. Do you think this was just like some nerd that,
yes,
like the type of person that would create music videos and put them on YouTube? They were just like, I got this brilliant idea of using this scene from this episode.
Very strange.
And it really doesn't seem like it serves any purpose at all.
Very strange that they just felt like this needs to be there in the middle of like an actual movie that was for a long time an actual movie.
Yeah, it's almost like they got to like the 3/4 mark and then said that they were bored and
this
that they liked this episode.
Enough.
Yeah.
Hey, guess five if you're out there. Sorry.
Oh, you might even find this more interesting though, because this is all random as all hell. I wonder when they're going to cut back to the movie. Still not at the movie yet.
Call him Hound. Is there a reason that had such a southern accent?
Because he's butch. And this is like almost a full episode that they've added into this. Like, this is going on for a while.
There's no way they didn't take away from the movie.
They had to do something like that for it to be able to come out to the same time. So did this person that made this work print just not like that part of the movie and like this episode better and that's it? I mean, we got like 15 minutes left, according to the video file, but that could be mostly credits, too. And they didn't solve the movie yet. How many of the same clips of the two of them saying, go Hound Hour, go Hitmontop? They use that
go
same
Hound
clip three
hour.
Times?
You ain't nothing but a hound.
I always thought it was funny that it's Charbach. He goes, Charbach. Why? Hit him on top, 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 top. What? What was the random?
Whoa.
So that was cut from another episode, too. Random Brock just go.
We should have, should have been inebriated or done some drugs.
At some point in the future, that might end up happening. I might end up having some sort of high perspectives.
Actually, I'm kind of down.
I'll have to get the wife in on something to do with that for, yeah. I mean, we got a full fucking episode going on here. And then you hear Brock in the background.
Go!
And now we're back to the movie? Yeah, now we're back to the movie.
Oh, I'm very curious if these two things are supposed to be related or not. Because that kind of made sense.
That's a huge stretch to get around to. Like, you're escaping from a different cage, and then now you're escaping because the cage was what? Like, whoever made this cut, dude, you have no idea how continuity works.
Or I will.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Haven't we all felt like this, though, at some point? Yeah, you've got lots of other Pokemon that can just bash this machine, and you can just kick it and stuff.
Now kick it.
Looks like this machine is blasting off again. I have also destroyed myself. Yeah, just throw him in the water.
He's not a real Pokemon.
I don't think the water works on clones.
We're about to have a deep discussion about the validity of clones / humanity.
Poliwhirl, I'm here. And I think that they messed around with the footage there for
the
a second.
The audio there was weird, wasn't it? So you wish to define me?
Yeah. Now there's another. This clip is different. Now we're back.
What the fuck?
This is one of the weirdest hack edit jobs that I've ever seen. Now we got a thing that says animetoon.tv up on the screen. Geodude.
Again, guess 5. I hope you're liking this.
Random Starmie shot. Is this person trying to do like a full-on Avengers Endgame of like, oh, no, what about this clip? And then you Starmie does this and whatever.
I kind of like it. I can appreciate hack jobs of the early 2000s internet.
This is baffling to me. What the fuck is happening with this? They had a shot of the movie from the previous movie just thrown in there. Here's another shot of the movie from the previous one. Now you just got trucks and... Now we got the red Gyarados? What the fuck is happening?
Life.
Did this person just go, I think I can make this more epic and just show lots of other shots? Because now we're back to the movie.
More epic?
Now we're back to just a regular movie. like a meet cute or something.
Why is it so deep? Like,
drink the LSD water and you'll be fine.
No, he's not. He can't.
You don't have a cup? It. He just throws him in there.
Oh,
it's the bubbles from the beginning. Look at them getting all philosophical again. There's Mew just popping up. So the whole situation of clones not existing in the world and all that is fine if water is pure?
Yeah, man, because we got to be pure and we can't be hating on people. Yeah, get fucked.
They definitely got high when they wrote this. They definitely got high. My wife's laughing now because she has no context to what's been going on with this hack job of an edit, but this movie is very much...
It's like...
If I'm a clone, I can't exist in the world. Think, you know, and, you know...
Would be my favorite anti-slave activist. Like, what happened there?
Did somebody just get beamed up or something?
This is the best. This is the best thing we've ever watched. Oh, that's so funny.
This all started because they missed the bus. This whole movie is about restorative powers of a clean, pure earth, and water can make me think that I deserve to be alive and all this. And it's like, yeah, they missed the bus.
That's so funny.
I can't wait to tell Professor Oak about all this shit. You won't go tell anybody, bitch.
Again?
Little Rhyhorn babies are cute.
Oh my god, like,
it's only natural to wonder where you came from. So what if their parents were... This is about adoption as well, then, I guess. Yeah. Or maybe this is about in vitro fertilization. Meowth is right. Three pieces. Yeah, I'm an egg.
Dude, this is like what a beautiful thing. This is an anti-slavery movie.
This is a lot of messages. Anti-slavery.
The Barbie movie. Like,
don't feel bad if you're adopted. If you're an in vitro kid, it's okay. I guess they're like a couple now. He's like, oh, I love your research, and she's like, I like your bad boy stubble. Oh, now there's a Pikachu balloon. Meow, meow, meow. Yeah. Where did the Pikachu balloon come from? And the answer. answer for that is shut up. We don't fucking care. And then you go, yeah, you clearly care because you're making this movie. Like, you sat around the conference table and had a big discussion. There's a line you put what in a fuck? Like a eulogy or something. When you hear my voice, know that it is my spirit calling to you across time and space. Yeah, there's the bus. We're married now. Oh, they're totally boning. He's like, I don't need anything here. I got what's all these people? Look at that.
What?
They cheaped out on that animation. I mean, he did say he has the ability to speak over space and time.
What?
He's full on Batman mode right now. Look at this.
What? I invented science. What the fuck?
Once again, that's the big takeaway is what the fuck did we just watch? And it's not even as confusing as like, oh, well, I mean, it's confusing enough of this work print thing. That already is like this fan extension is that makes it infinitely more confusing. But I'm sure if we were to be able to find a copy of just like the VHS, this would still be like, what? You know?
Yeah, like this is ridiculous.
I wonder if that's what they still do.
Good time though.
If it's like you know, episodes from like 2022 and stuff are still like when you dream, do you go into a parallel universe and like, you know?
Good time.
What does intelligence mean in comparison to artificial intelligence? Are we all asleep?
Five. Next time we'll have to do a special recording.
Yeah, take something ahead of time, and that's if I can figure out how to function the thing. you know, since we're having that discussion and the credits are going on and whatever, I'll tune you into some notes that I've written down last time I was otherwise inebriated. I had written down that I was really feeling my toes.
All right.
I don't know what the context of this was, but I'm pretty sure I know offhand that I had tried to say I'm a creature of habit. And instead said, I'm a nature of the beast.
Nice.
We've been quoting this for a little while now where I had said, I don't plan on rapping. I just plan on being me. I had a whole discussion one time about how Belgium is, as a country, is basically if Russia had a baby with France.
What's wrong with you? Like...
And the screen is black now, and
you finished the Batman blueprint. Like, you wrapped up the ending.
Meanwhile, within the Shadow Realm, Hold on, we're not done yet. What is the Shadow Realm? Is this going to be like some crossover with fucking Mortal Kombat? Completely. Okay, so this is actually the movie. What in the hell are we watching now? Wait, and then there was just a random shot of Mewtwo again or something. I have no idea what they hacked up. If they mess this movie around like crazy.
We have to find the actual movie.
We're probably going to have to find another. Somehow there has to be a copy of like the movie itself to see what the difference is. I don't have the slightest idea what that meant. And I wish that, like, I can't find any information about what this is. Like, this is a project created from this website where this person thought it would be interesting if they did whatever or something.
Okay, give me the file name again.
Mewtwo Returns Extended Work Print Version 1.
Okay, hold on.
So, I'm going to send you the link.
Because
we're going to keep this recording going at least for a little bit more, because we're going to do a little digging of what in the world we just watched. So, if I just go on like a Google search and go under videos, I'm not finding any like Daily Motion video or somebody like uploaded it like that. I had done searches before on like somewhat like torrent websites that were kind of like, they let you stream and stuff. And I didn't see anything on there because everything just kept coming up. Mewtwo Strikes Back. I am seeing a Daily Motion thing now, though. It says Pokemon Mewtwo Returns 2000 Watch HD. And that says it's 1 hour and 3 minutes. And let me scroll through here and see. That actually, the footage actually looks like it might be even a little bit better. We probably should have watched this one.
There's a movie out there called Pokemon, I'm going to read it as it's written. Pocket Monsters Movie 22, Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution. Guess 5, that's got to be the next thing we do. It looks very new, but
it's, I don't know
if it's more Mewtwo nonsense.
If I am correct, I think it's the same as the first movie, but that they updated the animation. I think.
In the TV special Mewtwo Returns, four kids cut out the scenes that closed out each episode of the special, presumably in an effort to make it feel like a movie. Here's a selection of shots that were removed from the end of episode 1. Okay, so we're not... What YouTube poop did we just watch? Is what I want to know.
I'm also not even saying, like, the Wikipedia thing that explains what's going on doesn't say anything about whatever this Shadow Realm thing was. It just says the narrator concludes the movie with the rumors of a Pokemon who traversed the city at night. So that's the shot of Mewtwo looking at the moon. So
that dude added the ghost thing that we just saw.
And threw another random episode into there.
So weird.
And to not even like give yourself credit anywhere to explain anything. Like, there's no websites that say like, oh, I'm working on this extended cut because I think that it would be more interesting if whatever or something. Like, I haven't watched yet, but I know that there's a guy that did. He took the entire episodes of Kenobi and he made it like a 2-hour movie. Because he was like, yeah, there's a lot of filler and you don't need this. And let me like adjust the CGI and whatever. That makes sense. This doesn't make any sense.
You gotta remember, so some kid probably did this in Windows Movie Maker.
But he uploaded it in 2021, too. That's what's even weirder. Because this isn't something that, like, I mean, the quality's garbage. So maybe it wasn't uploaded to the Internet Archive until 2021, and it was created before that.
It was created in, like, 2005 or whatever.
Yeah, it might be that. But then, no, that doesn't make any sense. So that's not, it's not like there's information on the
first of all,
directory.
As dumb as it is, I only discovered the Internet Archive like a year or two ago and how extensive
it's deep. All this
is. It's amazing. Like, preservation, man, and I know that that's close to home for you, because what your wife does, but that's so important. Like, there's so much good stuff here.
So, the person who uploaded this to the Internet Archive,
I'm doing the same thing you are.
LaGrande Gwaz, LaGrandeGwaz. One of the other videos that they have on here is, I am the Senate, but Palpatine is a white Latino.
Interestingly, he said that. I'm looking at another video right now. The following is fan edit of Star Wars Episode 1. Fan edits are distributed freely. In order to view this fan edit, you must own the original source material. For more information, please visit fanedit.org.
Fanedit.org. So let's see if fanedit.org has anything about this Pokemon monstrosity that we watched. Which, by the way, again, like, when I'm saying that, I don't want that to come off as if like it's a monstrosity that was suggested from Guest 5. No, Guest 5 suggested watching this.
Because he wanted us to freak out over the philosophical stuff, clearly.
And then we came across this random-ass thing instead. This version of that, which I was thinking was going to include, like, the way that the other thing was. Like, oh, it's got, like, a deleted scene added to it, and that's it. Like, maybe a post-credit scene or something. And I'm not seeing anything on this website about that either.
Okay, so I found a post from the guy saying that archive.org disabled his account due to copyright from Disney. He's in the Reddit fan edits sub. He's in the subreddit for fan edits.
And so Disney, I mean, that would be the Star Wars thing.
So he's just clearly, like, into fantasy booking his own stuff.
Huh. Very strange. Now, if we would have gone with the Daily Motion video, that's an hour and 3 minutes and 28 seconds long, it wouldn't have had any of those cuts, and the quality looks like it's better. But it doesn't seem like it would provide us any other more context about, like, some of those hack job kind of things. So maybe it's the same exact story, but maybe just, like, a few shots are a little bit out of order or something.
So he last posted.
So that bit at the end there, with them in the crater, actually happens 56 minutes into this.
With the...
Where, Shadow Realm, that was real? Well, the Shadow Realm thing, that there's shots of something that isn't Pokemon in there. But the shot of Giovanni and them getting up in the crater and being like, ah, where's Mewtwo? That happens 56 minutes. That happens in before... before, like, the butterfly shots and stuff.
We're going to have to send you a message or something, because we watched a crazy thing. So I sent you this guy's Reddit account, so you can see how active he is.
I'm looking at the footage of this. You know that shot that was just playing of the Butterfree sprinkling the dust all over the place?
Yeah.
At the very end, that intercuts with the shot of the Shadow Realm-y type thing, and it's got a shot of Mewtwo's eyes glowing, saying that they should that everybody shall forget.
Huh.
And then they're all stunned. Let's see what happens with the Shadow Realm thing. So he's like, 009, what are we doing here? What's the combat unit doing? Okay, so Mewtwo... So in the story itself, Mewtwo took the Butterfree and did something to them, or he didn't, and it's just overlapping footage of that. And now they're on the waterfall thing. Okay, so Mewtwo erased Giovanni's memory and all the Team Rocket people, except Jesse James and Meowth. And this dude decided to make an edit of this where it seemed like he was getting attacked and killed at the end.
Yeah. Huh.
All the more reason that I'm glad I'm going to label this the extended work print version one thing, because then people are going to be way more confused. They're going to be like, this is not the same movie that you're watching. What are you reacting to? But yeah, this guy's this Le Grand Guaz guy, even 17 hours, he posted something on the Data Hoarder subreddit. I guess he is just like, he thinks that this would make this movie better by adding these scenes in there and twisting it around and stuff. Confusing.
Beautiful time. That's been my word lately, by the way. Keep just saying, like, yeah, that's beautiful. It's, I guess I'm going to have to, if I keep going, I'm going to have to add that to my list of phrases.
I'm kind of curious to watch some of this guy's other stuff, because he says here he's got
fucking time.
Superman 2, A Tale of Two Richards edition.
Oh, we're watching more of his shit.
That guy who edits Batman Forever, Tim Burton cut, has returned.
Okay.
A proposition, the Batman as a Nolan trilogy midquill? Or is this guy just... So this might not be his cuts. See, he might not even created this. He might have just found this and uploaded it.
Well, the Star Wars thing I saw... He definitely did.
Star Wars sequel trilogy, however, 'Tis the Apocalypse Now original theatrical cut. Are you mixing Apocalypse Now with Star Wars? What the fuck is that? We might have to do these things in the future just to see what this what happens when somebody's pure...
We need to turn into Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, maybe. Nevertheless, I hope that this was entertaining to hear, I guess, a next level version of confusion from the actual narrative, plus when it gets hacked to pieces and we get even more confused about what's going on. If you want us to watch the actual movie without these edits, maybe we'll do a take two kind of thing or something.
We might have to do it just for Guess 5, but I hope you got what you came for, Guess 5.
And, you know, if you want to sponsor these things in the future, like Guess 5 did, then you have to pick your poison tier. If you're like, oh man, these fan edit cuts are definitely something I want you guys to check out. Or if you're like, I want to hear more of Tony saying that people in Jean-Claude Van Damme movies get sent to the hospital for punchitis. Is how I keep referring to it now. You know, we got some stuff we can fill out there. It is interesting, I'll say that. So hit the thumbs up if you like this, leave a comment, tell us what you think, tell us what you want us to do in the future. And thanks, of course, again to Guess 5 for sponsoring this. Make sure that you're checking out fanboysanonymous.com and everything that's happening over there. I'm gonna have to change this Patreon logo. I just realized that because they got a new awful new icon.
How do you feel about it?
That's gross. I don't like it. I didn't like this one either, but I mean, I guess it's just as bad. It's a lateral move, but now it gives me more work I have to do, so I don't like that.
I don't think it's a lateral move at all. I think it's worse.
They should have just kept the original one. Just that P was fine, but whatever, you know. Blueprint stuff mentioned before, Pokemon is part of it. Even though I don't have a Pokeball up on the screen, I probably should add that to the thing. That would be pretty interesting.
I didn't even know.
But the Fanboys Fix It Gen 1 stuff, I was like, yeah, this is essentially what would I do if I could do the blueprint for that. So I retroactively called it part of the blueprint project. And I do have lots of notes for Gen 2 and notes for Gen 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and stuff. I've mapped out a lot of that. So if you want more of that content in the future, if you want us to do more of the whole setup with like the battle systems and all, in general, if you want me to talk about Scarlet and Violet or something, I don't know. But if you like Pokemon, though, there's lots of movies.
Whatever you want from Fanboys, it's scary to think this year's ending.
Yeah,
but I think next year we have to start a new project.
Some kind of a review to a kill type thing.
That was so good.
Yeah, and we have to go back and check out some of those movies and stuff too. So future fan tracks and other types of things coming your way, fanboysanonymous.com. Make sure you're following my link tree over at amangotree.com for all the different accounts there, including my Letterboxd. If you want to check out which movies that I watch on a daily basis or weekly basis or whatever, make sure you're following Rob.
Yep, follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. I want to Twitch more on real life. On the stream platform. I want to stream more.
Just be all twitchy.
DudeFelice.com is genuinely close. Like, I was working on that during this episode here, so hopefully more of that, which would mean hopefully more stuff for me in the future. Yeah, and I was going to pitch to Callum, but he's not here, so thank you.
Yeah, check out Callum anyway, Wigmaster 14. And maybe we'll be able to get him on one of these things, too, because we're trying to get him on for this one, but he's not feeling well. So
I want to get Callum on one of, like, we got to watch a dumb movie with Callum.
Probably Never Say Never Again or something. Or maybe some, like, B-movie or something.
The next stupid Cena movie. We gotta watch it with Callum.
See what it is. Yeah, because we haven't really seen many movie-type things with Callum either. And he's not as much of a movie guy, so be interesting to get his perspective of things. But if you like our perspective, let us know. It's always great to hear that in the comments and everything. And we'll see you next time with either a retread of this in some way or some other thing. I don't really even know. Adios for now, everybody. This has been not another Smart Guy moment, another Fanboys Anonymous podcast fan tracks from you. And it's time for us to geek out. There you go.